Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, as she is on every Tuesday, but I'm here with Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
You're back in the saddle.
Yep.
Glad to have you back.
Glad to be here.
And the news at 7:06 in the morning today on the 17th of December is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So what's the weather look like today, kiddo?
We are looking at 37 degrees outside right now, but we are dry, which will be the only day for the upcoming week or so. So if you have any last-minute outdoor decorations to get up, today is the day to do it. We're looking at a high of around 50 throughout most of the week, with the coldest being tomorrow at 43. And the highest being Sunday at 53, which will be the same as today, but it'll be wet Sunday. So if you want dry weather, cherish it today, because I think we're going to have hot cocoa weather until Christmas.
For the rest of the week and into next week. Okay. Hey, the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Good morning. Gosh, so many things going on, but we have a very active show today, and I've got Jack Potter, who is the chairman of the Redding Rancheria, the honcho, the man, as we like to say.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Now, Jackson here to talk about an event that's going to happen tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. So it's something, again, something for our community. So can you tell us a little bit about it?
So tomorrow, starting at noon until all supplies are gone, we're giving away toys and turkeys for the community. And when I say the community, that means everybody, not just Native Americans, everybody. You are residing within our traditional homelands, and it's part of our traditional values. When you have an abundance of resources, you share with your community. And so tomorrow, starting at noon until supplies run out, we are giving away toys and turkeys. No need to have your children with you. They should be in school. And so just show up if you're in need of those things, beginning at noon at Redding Rancheria at 2000 Redding Rancheria Road. And just be there and be ready to receive.
Now, where's it going to be? You know, of course, as you drive in, we have the casino. Then behind is
directly behind the casino at the community center.
Okay, right there. Okay. Now, again, this is, you know, you want to reach out to people in need, of course. But yes, like you said, it's open to anybody.
It's open to anybody. You don't have to be a Redding resident. You just have to be a human being. And if you're in need of some of those things, come on down. If you don't have children and you do need a turkey, come get a turkey. If you already have a turkey and need extra toys, come get those.
There you go. That's simple. How, you know, the how is during this time of the year, the Redding Rancheria, how is it celebrated? Is there, you know, for people that may not know, is it a traditional Christmas, or is there other things that the Rancheria does?
A majority of our tribal members celebrate, you know, the modern day traditional Christmas, uh-huh, but we do certain things. We will have certain customs with that are added in from the Native American culture. Uh-huh. I am planning on doing a dance to close out the year, to leave anything bad that was affecting our tribe and all the negativity we've been receiving, to just put that behind us and start the new year right after Christmas with blessings from feather dancing and everything, and move forward. And
2020 is going to be an exceptional year, Jeff.
It is going to be.
I really believe that. We believe it here. Of course, we believe every year is. But no, I think 2020 is going to be an exceptional year for our community. And that means all of our community.
It is, yes. And I'm anxiously awaiting to see all the things that, you know, the Reading Identity Project has, you know, in the works. It's going to brighten up the downtown and everything. And
it is. Jack, you know, this has been a rough year for the Rancheria.
It has. But I wake up every morning and hold my head high because that's all I can do. And the Creator says that's what we have to do, and we have to continue to mm-hmm. give and continue to, you know, act as if we still are the owners of this country and do what we were raised to do, and that is give back when we have an abundance.
You did not come on to talk about this, and if you don't want to, that's fine. You came in to talk about this giveaway, the presentation of turkeys and presents to just people here in our, in of our community. But was this year, did you feel that, were you surprised by the animosity?
I was surprised. I was surprised to hear some of the things from the elected officials, you know, that we do 0, 0, 0. We have not give back. So I was like, I remember when we presented a check for the district attorney for $225,000 because mm-hmm. the county couldn't afford, you know, to provide that service. So we stepped up without even them asking. And to hear them say 0, we do 0 for this community. And I could think back, you know.
I found it interesting that because I too knew that there's a reason we had a district attorney was because of your generous donation. When I think about how the members of the Board of Supervisors were more than happy to have their pictures taken, more than happy to come and ask for assistance on their election campaigns.
True.
And then for this, I've said this to anybody, is that if you've got a problem, if you have to write a letter, it could be a letter of concern.
Yeah.
You know, and that can be worked out. But I, too, believe in 2020, things will change.
Yeah, the good things are coming.
Yeah. And I think that things will happen for the positive there. Okay.
That is true. I believe that also.
Okay. But the big thing you came in tomorrow is
Toys and turkeys.
Toys and turkeys.
Beginning at noon until supplies run out. The tribal council allocated funds. Our tribal members gave funds also. Uh-huh. And so it's a whole tribal, you know.
Are we talking like, we're talking like 500 turkeys or 100 turkeys? Or, I mean, 100 turkeys is a lot of turkeys. So, you go from 12 to 5, you must have a lot of stuff.
I never knew how hard it was.
I'm not trying to pin you down on numbers, but that's a long time.
I never knew how hard it was to get turkeys when we were like, let's do this. And I called Turkey Farms, and they were like, you have to commit to 500,000 pounds of turkeys every month. And I'm like, we just want turkeys to give away, and we would have to sign a year contract. And I'm like, what do we do with that? All the other months?
What would you do with the 450,000 pounds of turkeys?
Yeah. And so I think we acquired 700 turkeys.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of turkeys.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to help, Jack.
And we went and Friday – the community social services department went shopping and bought over 1,000 toys.
That's wonderful.
So it was a fun day.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and thanks for Reading Rancheria for everything that you do for our community.
You're welcome.
So much appreciated.
Have a good day. Hope to see everybody out there. 2000 Reading Rancheria Road tomorrow starting at noon until supplies last.
Okay.
No need to have your children with you. If you need a turkey, need some toys, come on out. We love you all. Happy Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Jack Potter, the elected chairman of the Reading Rancheria, and a gentleman that does a lot for our community, as you all do. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
And joy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill, and once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, 37 degrees, partly cloudy today. It's going to go all the way up to 53, but tomorrow it's not going to be so nice. It's going to get up to 43 and it's going to be raining. In fact, we're going to have a lot of rain here over the next few days. So, you know, it's a good day to maybe go out and do your Christmas shopping. Get all those little things done. Not that I will do it. I will wait till the last minute, as usual, to try and find the right, just find the right gift that hasn't been picked over 1,000 times. When I left today, you know, usually you think, well, Linda's probably still in bed because it's Tuesday. Well, no, Linda was up before me. And I said, I'm laying there in the while she's running around the house doing things in my sleep number bed, our sleep number bed. You know, if you're looking for the right present for Christmas, why not the gift of sleep? The gift of rest. And we've had our sleep number bed for over 5 years, and we have had just nothing but great night's sleep in it because we can adjust it the way we want to. Dual sides. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And there's no, I mean, life's compromise. Marriage is a compromise, but you don't have to compromise on your sleep at night. And now with the new 360 Sleep Number smart bed, it senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. Now, a great present for the family, because kids also need that sleep. And right now, Sleep Number 360 smart bed is on sale from $999 up, only at Sleep Number stores, which is in the Target Shopping Center. The Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop is the Sleep Number store. Go and say Carl and Linda sent you. I'm here with Greg Ramsey, and Greg Ramsey has a business called Drop-In. And move in a little bit closer to that microphone. It's not going to bite. So, Greg, tell me a little bit about you.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on 10 years. That's a huge milestone.
Yeah, we started right in the middle of that recession. That was probably, if we look back on it, but we were headstrong young kids.
Yes. I know how that is.
Yeah. So, you know, people said you can't do it. Well, watch us.
That's right. Well, this is my community. I've been here for over 50 years. My family moved up here from Southern California and got involved in the resort business up on the lake, and I've done many different things. Then I went off to school, and when I came back, did some things with my wife. We had a bed and breakfast for 15 years, but then after that, decided to get into tech, and I started designing and deploying iPhone apps and Droid apps. And I was enjoying it. I have lots of kids, but when I was meeting with clients, I would be meeting at a coffee shop or the library or wherever we could meet outside of my home.
Because you could design these at your home.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything was online, and I was just fascinated with that. Yeah. And so I was meeting with people at coffee shops, and one day I met with a client. It just wasn't working out so well, and I thought, you know, there's got to be a better way. And so I started looking around, and co-working, which has been around for about 15 years, and prior to that, serviced offices, is where somebody could go in and get a desk for the day and work, or they'd have conference rooms, and you can meet with clients. And I said, well, why don't we do something like that in Reading? And so that was about 7 years ago. Yeah, I was that guy in the coffee shop. And that was kind of planted the seed, and then it took us quite a while to actually get one open, but we opened our first space in February of this year.
Okay, now if I work at home or I'm looking for I'm an entrepreneur and I'm starting out and all this, but I'm trying to gather some people in. What can I expect when I come in to drop in?
Well, a couple things. And having worked from home for many years, one of the things that you some things that happen. You get a lot of distractions at home. So productivity goes through the roof when you get into a place where everybody's working, everybody's diligent, and many different fields are working out of the space right now. I mean, we have civil engineers, we've got programmers, we have a doctor, we've got CPAs, designers, website. So it's many different people, and the neat thing about that is you're kind of in a group of people that you can kind of get help from if you in a certain area. We have some entrepreneurs, startups working out of the space. So you come in, you bring in your laptop. We have monitors for people to use. You find a different workspace. We have standing desks. We've got really nice steel case chairs and nice desks. We've got collaboration tables, window seating. We have Skype booths. In fact, we have people that are doing podcasts out of the space right now. We have conference rooms. We have meeting rooms.
Wow. And, how big is the space?
The space is only 1,900 square feet, but we can sit 50 people in the space. And that doesn't even include our conference rooms. So we have a 12-person conference room and a 5-person conference room, which has been really neat. Some of the local businesses have come in there and used those rooms. But we have some of the best things is that we have fiber internet. And I know that's kind of on everybody's mind these days is getting a high speed in Reading. Well, we have 250 fiber up and down, and we also have the highest security. So when you're on our system, there's not going to be any hacking. We had a local company, Apex, did a great job setting our security features up.
Apex is a well-thought-of company and well-deservedly for that.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm totally I was thinking in a smaller vein, but you have people in there, like you said, doctors and engineers. I can see, you know, a lot of contractors might use this and find this a very useful area. Like, you know, you're hired to do a project for the city or for a company here in town, Pace Engineering or someplace. I'm just used throwing those names out.
Right.
And so they need a space that they can work in every day. Knowing that it's going to be, you've got the internet there, you've got everything that you need.
Yeah, and you know, it's sometimes it's not every day. Maybe it's not a 30-40 hour a week. It's just sometimes a change of scenery helps, especially for productivity, creativity. It's a really nice high end space. We have students in there as well, and it's just. It's a trend. Well, it's more than a trend because it's been going on. It continues to increase because more and more people are able to just work online anywhere. So that's what we're just providing a space.
Yeah, many of our younger, the millennials, are they look at jobs differently. And they have a tendency maybe to go to an area because they want to be in that area to work. Or they much rather work for themselves. And this gives them that opportunity to be able to bring people in, to be able, you know, talk to people, to get together, like you said, a collaboration.
Well, in case in point, that is actually what we're seeing. We're seeing we do have different plans, and we have several members in there that are remote workers from the Bay Area. So they have nice tech jobs or other kind of jobs in the Bay Area, but they live up here. So they can live in our beautiful community, make the same wages that they were making in the Bay, and work
live
out
like
the
kings,
space.
Live like kings here.
Absolutely.
No, I mean,
absolutely.
They do. And this is what I can't ever figure out is why we can't convince people from the Bay Area, or businesses, not people. Well, people do, but businesses, how they could put the back end or put a segment of their groups up here. But I think we're going to need to get the high-speed fiber in.
Definitely. But, you know, it's happening here in town. So, you know, with the Venture Hub and the EDC, they're bringing people up here. Limelight Health is a great success story that's continuing to grow. And they have a team up here.
Have you been involved with all this? It doesn't surprise me if you say yes.
Well, I definitely do some of those kind of networking opportunities and meet with those people because it's my heart. I want to see Reading grow and prosper. And kind of the neat thing, too, is our space, we're right off of 5 on 155 Lake Boulevard East in Waterworks. And,
And I know where that's at.
We're right next door to Starbucks, right between Starbucks and Subway.
Oh, okay.
So you just go there, grab your coffee, bring it over, and get to work. So makes
get
it
sandwich,
real simple.
Get your sandwich there.
You can do that as well, right next to the new KFC.
Has that been crazy?
Oh. It's been crazy. It settled down a little bit, but it was crazy.
It was crazy for a
few months.
Time.
Yes,
I knew somebody that it was shorter for him to fly up to Mount Shasta
in
his plane and pick up the Kentucky Fried Chicken and come home, and he was still beat the line.
Yes,
and
it was
a great story. Okay, we're here with Greg Ramsey, and he's drop in, and I knew I had a friend that started this type of business.
Co-working, yes.
Gosh, 7 years ago, it's kind of like 6 or 7 years ago, and he just couldn't get it off the ground. And I'm not sure why, because except maybe people weren't ready at that point. We had not reached the point in Reading for this to happen where we had people working so much from the homes and doing these things, you know, working online. So is this just one of the many you're going to be building around
here?
Yeah,
so this is our prototype. This is our flagship. Having, you know, being this in my local area, my business partner and I really wanted to plant the flagship here in Reading. We're actually right now in the process of moving out into other Northern California communities. Because one of the things, if you have a membership at Drop-In, it's like a gym membership. You'll be able to drop into any space along the way. So there's a lot of traveling people that need space to make quick calls or quick meetings or just get some work done. And so they'll be able to just drop in at any of our spaces as we continue to grow.
Oh, now, what's offered there? You know, you talked about space and, you know, you have private, I guess you'd have private little private offices, but you also have places for meeting rooms, high-speed fiber, unhackable. Well,
right.
Unhackable for 99%.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always that 1%. Do you have? Do you plan on having things like being able to have? I know you have people Skyping, but for say, you know, variety of different people, being able to come, you know, come in over the internet for teleconferencing?
Oh, absolutely. We have monitors all over the space, okay. And we have monitors that you could use and borrow. And so definitely, I think I wanted to mention, about 30% of our guests are coming from out of town. They're actually traveling through. Oh. So they're just popping off the highway. And these, Reading is still, we're still trying to indoctrinate Reading on what co-working is, mm-hmm. and the such. So, but the out-of-towners from the bigger cities, they know exactly what it is. They walk in, they get online, and they do their business, and then they head out and they're, see you next time. And so, and it's great because we also get to get some of that influence as well, mm-hmm. into our local community.
Okay, now you said it's like a membership. So is there, you know, so you pay like a membership every month?
Or? Yeah, so there's no contracts. And here's how it starts. It starts, we have hourly rates, daily, and monthly. So it starts at $10 an hour for the first hour. It's prorated after that every 15 minutes. You would never pay more than $35 in a day. We are open from 7 in the morning till 10 at night. Because it caps out at 3.5
hours. That seems very reasonable.
Yeah, and then actually the most reasonable is our monthly, which is $195 a month, uh-huh. but it's unlimited access to the space. We're open 6 days
or
a week.
Or to any other space of drop-in.
And any other no spaces we continue to grow, exactly. The other thing is, for our monthly members, we leave our high-speed secure Wi-Fi on 24/7. So we have some people that are working on the East Coast, working with people on the East Coast, mm-hmm. they'll stop into Starbucks mm-hmm. at 5 in the morning. They'll do some work there. When we open at 7, they just come on over. But they can still be on our system.
Okay.
We have people. We've had drone pilots come in. People with a filmmaker was just in there. In fact, they just film just came out yesterday. And what they're doing is they're using the space because they have huge files to upload. And what's taking somebody maybe...
Can I ask who that was?
It's a company called... Boy, what was the name? Fred Sprinkle is the director.
Oh, okay.
But they did work with our local company, Spirits.
We've got, believe it or not, we have two or three movie-making companies in this town.
It's awesome.
You know, Rene Perez, he makes at least two films a year that... worldwide release.
I couldn't think of a better place.
Yeah, so you just come in and they could use that. Well, as many people can. It's a great place. It sounds like if you're looking for a place to work, the rates are very fair, and high speed fiber network, meeting rooms, collaboration rooms, monitors. It meets everything. It meets all the requirements you have for your office, and you can also write this off.
Yeah.
Of course, because this is what you do for your business.
In fact, many companies do that. They pay for a stipend for people to have co-working space. It's actually cheaper for the company than have their own office.
Of course,
have
it
the
is.
Internet, yeah. have the everything. So we're seeing a lot of that, and we're continuing to grow month over month. So
Greg Ramsey here, and from Drop-In, it's not a new concept, but it sounds like you've got this place just a humming now.
It is, we have a fun bunch of people in there that are there regularly, and mm-hmm. just drop in and join us.
Now, how do they get a hold of you?
So you can best way is to drop in and come see the space. We tour it, and we can kind of show you what it looks like. We're online at dropin.mobi, so that is MOBI.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the mobile. And then you can call us, 483-8880. And we can give you information that way. We're easy to find right off of Lake Boulevard there.
And you're close to Subway and Starbucks and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Pun intended.
You don't let people bring in like Kentucky Fried Chicken like that. You can if you want to.
You can bring anything you'd like.
I may have to draw the line someplace there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I may have to draw the line someplace there. You know, trying to I'm talking to my to the head of Shell Oil, and I'm in there, and the only thing I can think of is Kentucky Fried Chicken. No, I think you have to draw the line. Okay, hey, Greg, congratulations on starting this. This isn't your first rodeo, of course, so and it sounds like it's going to be something that we're going to see in a lot of different places.
Well, thank you, Carl. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, I'm gonna drop down there and see it.
Please do.
Yeah, because it's always good to be able to, you know, to be able to tell people. You know, that they're starting that, hey, here's a place that's got everything you're going to need for your communications and your, you know, be able to work quietly and be able to upload or download a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking for somebody that can work on your HVAC system, whether it's cooling or heating, it's Alliance Heating and Air. They have been in the North State over 25 years. It's a veteran-owned business, and these are the people that work on our systems, and they keep them running perfectly. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. 7:35 in the morning, we'll be right back with Jeff Wurst.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We are all in it together.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store. And I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184. Now $29.95. Limit 2 to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
In my eyes and in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. celebrating 10 years on the air. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and today the 17th at 7:39 in the morning, and it's 37, 38 degrees, going up to a whopping 53 today, but it's going to be the last day that we have without rain. So weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, and Grandpa's has seen on TV store is bringing us this segment. If you have not been there, as seen on TV store, you are missing out for all these great ideas for Christmas presents, stocking stuffers, anything you can possibly imagine. It's there. See it, touch it, feel it. Take it home today. Grandpa's, as seen on TV store in the Cubular Shopping Center, there at 1818 Churn Creek Road. You can give them a call at 221-3100. I'm here. One of the reasons I'm here, and Linda is here, is Jeff Wurst.
Howdy. Good morning.
Jeff Wurst of Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been with us forever, since the beginning.
And a day.
And a day. Has been with us from the beginning of our time here on the radio station for 10 years. And this is a great opportunity just to say thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So much appreciate it. Tell people who Jeff Wurst is.
Big, tall country boy from Whitmore. I don't know. What else is there?
Veteran.
Veteran, yes. I did 4 years in the Navy. Joined the Navy, see the world, Oxnard, California, the whole 4 years. Well, I did do a few weeks in Great Lakes, Illinois. But
you stayed in Oxnard? You didn't get off the – you didn't get on a ship? What?
On a ship.
You just never
went anywhere.
Was it in dry dock?
No. Well, part of it was, yeah. It was an old World War II seaplane tender called the USS Norton Sound. And it was originally set up in the early 70s as a test platform for the Aegis missile system.
Oh, okay.
The Aegis missile system is most famous for, I believe it was installed eventually on the USS Missouri that shot down the Iranian Airbus in 1981 or 82 or something.
Yeah, I guess the word would be infamous as opposed to famous.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. That's anyway. So anyway, it was a fantastic missile system. It was great fun when we were out at sea. And basically the ship was homeported in Port Hueneme, Oxnard, at the CB Naval Base. And it would go out maybe 2-3 days a month. And when I first joined, I got assigned to tugboats across the harbor. So I did tug operations for a couple years, and then was up for transfer, and it got transferred across the harbor to the only Navy seagoing ship at there at Oxnard.
That didn't go out, but you never westbound.
We'd be lucky to get 100 miles offshore. We'd go around off the coast of Los Angeles. We could see the lights of Los Angeles at night and wait for them to shoot drones out of Point Magoo, and then we'd do our missile testing.
Okay.
And the best part was when they were doing helicopter training, or training the helicopter pilots to land on seagoing ships. Uh-huh. And that was fun to watch. Okay. Although most of the time I was on duty, and I was an aviation firefighter, and so we were ready in case there were crashes.
Yeah, you were all dressed up.
Yep, proximity suit, in line with the hoses, behind the stanchion. Unfortunately, nothing happened, but those helicopter pilots are something else.
And you watch them coming in. Yeah, we did a lot of night ops off of the LHAs.
And they were the big twin rotor Chinooks coming down. We had a huge fantail on the ship I was on, Norton Sound, and it was fun to watch.
Well, but, you know, it's unusual to be in the Navy for 4 years and not get out to sea at least for a year of it. So
just like any sailor, I wanted to go to the Philippines, Japan.
Everybody wants to go over there to
pick up a cheap stereo. Stuff like that back in the 70s.
Yeah, you could get a whole system.
Yeah.
I had a quarter slot back then. It wasn't a lot. It's like $100 maybe. And there was I got the turntable, the cassette player, the cassette, not the 8-tracks, and got all that in one system. Dual speakers, you could, take off. Oh, yeah, I was in tall cotton then to take home. Okay, hey, Jeff, well then, from the Navy, you got into a business, and it's a niche business, and it's obviously something you've done well with. But when we come back from this break, I want to talk about how you got into it, kind of training you'd have, and why it's important for people to pay attention to those little bitty chips in their windshields and the impact it can have. I'm here with Jeff Wurst from Crackmaster Windshield Repair. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Head on down there, get a gift certificate for your loved one, and then present it to them on Christmas Day, and then come on down to Bastiani Arms and pick out that gun that you've been wanting for a long time at Firearm. Bastiani Arms has a huge selection. He's got sales going on right now, and they've got all the accessories, ammo, holsters, optics, range finders. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms. It's local also. It's locally owned, locally operated. John Bastiani at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open today through Saturday, and then next week on all the way through Christmas Eve. Give them a call at 222-8222. And veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
Frosted window pane, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with lots of things. Things for you, things for me.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. 38 degrees going up to 53 today at 749 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Specializing in home electronics, over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network and an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipsch. If you want to, you go down and you buy a TV. Next day it's in. You want surround sound, it's in. You need DVD players, it's in. They have it all at Clyde's Enterprises. 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call at 221-4144. I'm here with Jeff Wurst of Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff's business is one that he fixed. I can just say this. He fixed a 8-inch crack in my windshield, or maybe it was even longer than that. It has to be, at this point, 11 years ago. Yeah, 11 years ago. And it is, you still can't see it. Hasn't gotten any bigger. And you go to school for this. This isn't something you just go, oh, yeah, bring it out over here on the sidewalk. I'll fix it.
A lot of people are self-trained. They'll buy these little repair kits off the internet even, and depending on the company you buy the repair kit from, might include training. Mm-hmm. Could be long-distance training. You have to go to their location for training. I got into an interesting system. Lucky for me, it was the first system I found, and it was intriguing because when I first got out of the Navy, I was looking at different self-employment opportunities, truck driving, chimney sweep. I was looking at a chimney sweep. It sounded intriguing. Windshield repair was just coming out in the mid-70s.
Uh-huh.
And it was just basically a little quarter-sized rock chip, and that was about it, just to help hide the damage originally. It wasn't even intended to be a safety issue that it is nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
The glass was a lot different back then than it is now. Nowadays, the glass has a hugely greater propensity to grow just from the little tiny nick on the glass, usually by the edges. So I just looked at different opportunities, and fast forward to the early 90s, I had been to Wyoming and back. I had attempted a business doing body and paint work in Wyoming and didn't quite work out because I knew how to do body and paint work, but I didn't know how to do business. And so I came back to Redding. I grew up around here, actually up in the mountains here. But anyway, I went back to college and got a bookkeeping degree of all things. But I went with bookkeeping rather than business because the bookkeeping in the early 90s was the only one that had any computer. Computers were just starting to come into Shasta College in the mm-hmm. early 90s. The modern computers that we have now, PCs. And so I called that good and went on with trying to get a job. I was raising a young daughter at the time. And so I went and got a job and then found this opportunity. It was just like answering an ad in a magazine. Earn $400 a day, sit at the side of the road. Well, you know, that's a fallacy. I never has worked that out. But it was intriguing because this guy was advertising crack repair.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just familiar enough with the chip repair from before that, well, cracks can't be done. That's what everybody says. Cracks can't be done. No way. So I sent off for the information just more out of curiosity. And I got the information and checked it out and thought to myself, well, I could do that. And so I was starting to, I had purchased the equipment, and it was one of the more expensive equipments and the more intense training at the time. And it takes a little bit of practice to understand the dynamics of the windshield, the curves, the thinner glass now, it's more flexible. And to get the hang of doing cracks took quite a while. Rock chips are like caught on pretty easy.
Now, you bring the, with your process, which is a different process, you bring it into inside, mm-hmm. so you have a controlled atmosphere in there.
Very important. I did almost my first 10 years in business mobile, and that taught me what not to do if you want to succeed.
Okay.
Seriously. Yeah. I was experiencing close to 10% failure rate. And it was always suggested that you do a controlled environment. So every time I went out on a call, I'd have to have it in the shade or in a garage or somewhere controlled. Mm-hmm. And it got so frustrating to the point of, what's the point in being in business if you're having this huge failure rate? It's bad for your reputation, not to mention your bottom line.
Right.
I'm the only one that offered a money-back guarantee in this business and still the only one that offers a money-back guarantee.
And you guarantee your stuff for life.
Excuse me?
You guarantee it for life.
Correct. Yeah. The only one that does.
I know.
That the repair meets the vehicle code for maintaining your windshield for in a safe condition. I believe that's how the vehicle code reads. And then stand behind it as safe. And if it were to fail, now I experience a little less than 1% failure rate because I'm controlling the environment in which I'm working. Mm-hmm. I'm a lot more picky about the jobs I do. If the crack is too old, too long, too dirty, or in the vision, then I won't do the repair for safety
and
reasons.
We had one because we took it down, and you said, I can fix this, but it's going to go right across the front of your windshield, and you're not going to like this.
Correct.
And this is what I like about Jeff. Jeff is not going to waste your time. He's not going to take your money and then go, oh, well, hey, you just wanted it fixed. You're not like that. You so much integrity in your business, and it's so important. You use a certain material also that you just don't get out on the streets.
Well, a lot of the windshield repair adhesives, are called resins, are fairly similar. The gentleman that invented the long crack repair system taught himself chemical engineering, mm-hmm. and went and changed some of the chemical makeup of the adhesive so it would hold the long cracks. One of the biggest problems is the thinner resins that you'll use on your small rock chip repairs won't work on the long cracks, mm-hmm. if the resin itself isn't formulated to be strong enough to handle the stresses that the windshield is under. Especially nowadays where they glue the windshield to the vehicle itself and the vehicles are more flexible. So the more the vehicle twists, the more the glass is moving and twisting with the vehicle, mm-hmm. and you're actually moving that glass and you have a little imperfection in your glass and it start moving it around just like a piece of metal, once it starts cracking, it's going to start taking
now,
off.
We're running out of time, but there's two things. I've seen RVs in there, mm-hmm. at your place.
And this is a disaster yesterday. But
oh, well, we don't use the word disaster, but I see them in there because they get a chip up on their windshield. And these are huge windshields.
Yeah.
And I see them parked outside your place as you're fixing those, because those could be disastrous.
Yeah. The RVs and almost all the glass nowadays is so susceptible to breakage, especially when you have an impact within about 6 inches of the perimeter, mm-hmm. and then about a third to halfway up from the bottom. This time of year, because of the defrost, that'll crack out a lot of windshields. Summertime, you get a lot of engine heat that heats the glass tremendously more than just sitting in the parking lot on a 112-degree day.
I have a friend that has a $70,000 bet. Brought it in because he had a chip. And in the Corvettes, the windshields are integral to the integrity and to the structure of the Corvette. And you fixed that one.
And many vehicles.
Yeah.
They engineer the glass to be a structural part of the roof, which is very important why you don't want to break your seal if possible.
Right.
And then the last thing you want is one of these real cheap aftermarket windshields. I was just reading an article in my industry news last night about Fiat Chrysler recommends that you do not use aftermarket glass because of the calibrations with the safety systems and the cameras and all that. They recommend that you use original quality glass.
Well, and we had that problem because it was a crack across the front that you said, no, you need to get that one replaced. And they gave us the aftermarket. And it was noisy. It was everything. They had to go back and replace it again with that. Now, we're here with Jeff Worst. We got to run here. But, Jeff, how do people find you?
3208 South Market Street. or call 241-8373, of course, local area code.
Yeah. I've used Jeff before and continue to use Jeff's talents here, and I can tell you that he, totally a man of integrity. He's not going to waste your time. He's just going to fix your windshield. He does it to keep your family safe, and he believes in what he's done, and he's an expert.
26 years in business, only guaranteed repair in the business almost. Only one within 500 miles that will tell you certain things are repairable when others say it isn't.
Okay.
Larger than a quarter, long crack, sometimes 24 to 30 inches, is possible.
Depending on where it is.
As long as it's returnable to a safe condition, the possibilities are endless.
Okay. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay.
And Linda.
We'll be right back with Dr. P.K. Danuka.
I'm Bernie Bennett reporting from Capitol Hill. The House Rules Committee is considering the articles of impeachment before they're presented to the whole House for debate later this week. Committee Chairman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts says procedure prevents members from using language personally insulting to the president, including accusations of criminal behavior. This hearing will be the first chance for House Republicans to react to the 500-page report issued by the Judiciary Committee on Monday. Democrats hold a 9-4 majority on the Rules Committee. I'm Bernie Bennett on Capitol Hill. Now for more news and headlines, here's Bob Agnew in Washington.
Thank you, Bernie. A day-long swarm of tornadoes yesterday left a trail of destruction across the southeast. Resident Tanya Tyler in Pineville, Louisiana, says she and her boyfriend narrowly escaped flying debris.
Everything's flying around us. Everything's caving in. Trees are coming through.
Meanwhile, in Alexandria, Louisiana, mixed feelings for resident Summer Evans, grateful that her home survived.
The house is okay, thank God, but every other house is around it is not.
Meanwhile, at least 9 people killed throughout the Midwest as severe weather led to very dangerous driving conditions on the highways. Construction of new homes rose again in November, while applications for building permits were up to the highest level in 12 years. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says builders started construction on a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.37 million homes in November. That's an increase of 3.2% from October. Applications for building permits increased 1.4% last month to a seasonally adjusted rate of 1.48 million. Construction of single-family homes rose 2.4% last month, while construction of new apartments was up 4.9%.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street, a mixed bag right now. The NASDAQ is struggling a bit. It's down by about 1 point, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 35. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Some limitations apply.
Happy holidays from your friends at Cash Call Mortgage. To help homeowners save money during the holidays, we're waiving all our fees to any borrower who locks a rate with us before the new year. That's right, a true no-closing-cost mortgage loan. And if a no-closing-cost loan isn't enough, how about the interest rates under 2.99%? If you have a mortgage interest rate of 2.99% or greater, we may be able to lower your monthly mortgage payment and save you cash. This holiday, enjoy no closing cost loans at Cash Call Mortgage.
For a free quote to see if you qualify for this special holiday savings offer, just visit cashcallmortgage.com or call us today at 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
The military academies are looking into hand gestures that were flashed at Saturday's Army-Navy football game.
The U.S. Military Academy and the U.S. Naval Academy say officers have been appointed to investigate motivations behind hand signals flashed by some cadets and midshipmen during last Saturday's Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. During the TV broadcast, some West Point cadets and Naval Academy midshipmen flashed what looked like a sideways OK finger gesture. Photos and clips of the gestures went viral on social media. Some Twitter users condemned the gesture as a white power sign. Others defended it as the gotcha or circle game that's popular with children. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Britain's competition watchdog said today it has launched a formal inquiry into Google's takeover of the cloud data analytics company Looker Data Sciences and wants to know whether that $2.6 billion acquisition will result in less competition in the UK. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Fire is not expected to delay the opening of the Texas Rangers' new stadium.
Construction officials don't expect a delay in the opening of the new ballpark after a fire last week damaged an area near the roof. Officials say the small blaze started when sparks from welding work ignited combustible materials in a subroof area of Globe Life Field. The first game of the $1.2 billion stadium with a retractable roof is set for March 23rd, an exhibition match with the St. Louis Cardinals. In the meantime, the investigation is continuing.
That is correspondent Ron Jarockstra. Amazon has issued an edict about how third-party merchants may ship their goods this holiday season. The online retail giant has barred third-party sellers from using FedEx's ground services to deliver products to Prime members. Amazon is apparently concerned that parcels delivered through FedEx Ground might not make it in time for Christmas. More than half the items on Amazon are sold through third-party sellers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. Today is the 17th of December. Oh, my gosh. 8 days till Christmas. How did that happen? I guess it's time to start going out and shopping. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I just saw Casey Fatch the other day, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center. I said, have you done your Christmas shopping yet? He just looked at me. No. Okay. I'm here with Ashley, who is, of course, at the helm. And Ashley, what's the weather look like few days?
We're looking at our last dry day for the next week or so. So if we have people in the mountains that are hoping for a white Christmas, it's looking like we're going to get it. Snow levels will be around 3,000 to 4,000 throughout much of next week.
They're talking about Mount Shasta Ski Park opening this Friday.
Yep. Their current temperature at the Redding Airport is 39 degrees, up from 36 this morning. We are at 53 degrees for a high today. Again, our last dry day. Our heaviest days for rain will be Thursday and Saturday. So if you are traveling for Christmas, then make sure you have those snow chains if you're going any direction but south.
All right. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned business considers their friends as warm as their customers as warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. There's always discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. I'm sitting here with Dr. PK DeNuca, and I've known PK for years. And he came in the other day to tell me that he had been doing a lot of thinking about this, and he had decided that he was going to run for office for the assembly, which is, I think everybody knows, the primaries are in March, and then the general election is in November. And I thought it was important that people get to know who you are. And running as an independent, not a Republican, not a Democrat, is that is a, you know, you've got a heavy load there. So, but good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, I guess people need to know who you are. You know, they think of you as, of course, a very successful doctor. You know, you and your wife, very successful doctors, very well thought of doctors. But you didn't start out like that.
That's right, Carl. And before I go further, I wanted to first thank you for inviting me. This is my first public announcement. So I wanted to do this with you on your platform because what you have, Linda, have created here is a public square where we can exchange our ideas freely and with mutual respect. And that is a much required element for any successful community we can come together here, discuss our differences in opinion, and find solutions. So this is my first public announcement, and I wanted to do it with you on your platform. So
well,
thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you. We like to open this up. We'd like to think of we're like a town hall right here. And, you know, that. But we have better rules. Our rules are nobody gets angry. If you get angry, we have Ashley escort you out. but we've never had that problem. And I find it interesting, in 10 years, of all the different subjects we've discussed, nobody's gotten angry to the point where, you know, one time we had some name calling, and I just cut them off the air because we don't do that. And, but, you know, if we can't discuss things as adults, members of the same you know, human race, then we've lost it. So, but unfortunately, I think we're pushing to that area if you look at what's going on in the world right now.
Well, it helps then when you have a Marine colonel running the show.
Yeah, we are not, you know what, an armed society is a polite society. So, okay. Now, I think people, I want people to know who you are and how how you got here.
So let me give you a little bit of my background. I grew up in India, in a actually small town of India. And I grew up poor. My first daughter was born. And it's a difficult place for people who don't have power or don't have money, as particularly for women. So I decided one day that my daughter would grow up in a better place. And the only place I could think of coming to was America. So almost 23 years ago, I landed in New York City with $100 in my pocket. And it was brutal winter. I used to walk the entire length of Manhattan just to save $1.50 on a subway ticket so that I could eat a pizza and drink a glass of cup of Coke. So,
and if you haven't walked through Manhattan during the winter, you are missing something.
Yeah, I almost lost my fingers with frostbite sometimes. But fortunately, they came back.
So you were in New York then, and so you were...
That's where the Statue of Liberty is, inviting everyone from the distant places, the tired and the hungry and the poor, and this country would make an American out of them. This country would make a successful person out of them. And for the last 24 years, I have been immensely blessed with that. For 14 years, I have been in Reading. With me and my wife, after completing our fellowship and specialty studies in New York, my wife is a physician too. She's an oncologist in town. Both of us wanted to move to a place, somewhere where we could call home, somewhere we could raise our children and live forever. And when we thought of coming to Reading, everyone told us, "Why are you going to Reading?" And I was like, "Well, this is the best place in the country I can find."
And you looked at different places too.
Yes, I did.
And just let me say is that here's two physicians that could have worked anywhere in the world. I mean, literally, you could have gone anywhere. I mean, and a success, maybe even, you know, richer. I wouldn't say a better, more successful, but in richer areas. But you chose Reading.
That's true. We had offers of more pay, more money in many places. But what we were looking for was a home. And that's, money cannot buy that. We were looking for a community where we could raise our children and be part of the community forever. And this is the place we chose, and we have never looked back. It's the best thing which has ever happened to us. Over the last 14 years, we have succeeded beyond our imagination. We have got more money than I ever imagined was possible. I've got more respect, more honor, but more importantly, we have got much more love from the people here than I've ever imagined we could get. The people here have become our family, and I'm truly, truly indebted to that. My children, two of them have gone on to the college. My son, who's a senior, He's actually graduating this year. And I am thinking, this community has been so blessing, such a blessing to me, have been so nice and kind to me. What can I do in return? How do I give back? So over the years, we have been involved in many projects, including helping our school, Turtle Bay Museums.
You have been supporters of veterans. You've been supporters of almost every event I can think of, you and your beautiful wife.
Thank you.
No, it's just true. I mean, you've reached out. You've felt that this community has embraced you, but you've also embraced the community. So, because I
would rather live poor in a generous and a kind community than rich in a bad community, and it's very important for us to nurture that. And I feel that as a beneficiary of this, it's my duty, it's my civic duty to give back to the community. That's why I see what's happening right now in our country, in our politics, and it hurts me. It's very painful. I'm worried about it. Because my story of success is truly, actually a story of America. I'm just one little actor in this. This is truly a story of America. America has taken many more refugees before and have built them into success stories. But that's truly because the soul of America is what has made that happen. The Declaration of Independence, when it declares that all men are created equal with certain unalienable rights, and amongst them is life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That's the principle which has made it possible for each one of us to succeed. And I'm worried that right now we are forgetting those principles. We are becoming more balkanized.
Uh-huh.
And we are divided so much, our house has to be put in order.
Okay. We're here with Dr. P.K. Danuka, who has declared his candidacy and for the first Assembly District as an independent. Not a Republican, not a Democrat, but as an independent. And we're going to talk about him and what this means when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, another one of those community-oriented, locally-owned, locally-operated businesses that want you to move your dreams forward. They want to help you move your dreams forward. And they have insulted for so many people in so many ways. Two locations right here in Redding at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and the other in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And if you're in Red Bluff, and our listeners in Red Bluff, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Or just stop in one of the branches there, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. We'll be right back with Dr. P.K. Danuka.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at reddingrancheria.com.
PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence.
independence and gain control over increasing rates, their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit Reading Endoscopy.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 821 in the morning. It's about 37 degrees out, 39 degrees out there, going on to a whopping 54 today. This is your last day before we start hitting rain. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Big sales going on down there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And, yes, I will be down there this week. I'm looking for a specific presento for Linda. Oh, I just blew the surprise. Okay. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. I'm here with Dr. P.K. Danuka, who has announced that he is, last week, that he is running for office for the 1st Assembly District, and he's running as an independent. Neither one of the parties. And We in the first segment, we found out, you know, why he's here in Reading. Both he and his wife are physicians, could literally have gone anywhere in the United States or even the world. He believes in this country. He believes in this country gives people the opportunity. And he came to Reading, and he has found a home, great friends, great community, and he wants to give back. But if I said to you, you know, who are you? Though, how would you answer this? Because this is important that people know who the person is and what makes this person.
Absolutely, Carl. So, first and foremost, I am a man of faith. I got baptized in Jesus almost 7 years ago. And that is because I've seen the light. The soul of America is actually a result of the God Spirit in us. It stems directly from Jesus' life, Jesus' teaching, when he says that do unto others as you would have others them do to you. And when it's, he says, whatever you do for one of the least of your brothers and sisters, you do it for me. That is the Jesus' teaching. Unconditional love. Non-judgmental. That's the spirit of America. That's the spirit of God, which is reflected in the Declaration of Independence. We are all children of one God. No one of us is above or more than any one of us. We are all equal in God's eye. That's the spirit of God, which is reflected in Declaration of Independence. So that's my faith. The second, I'm a man of family. I came to this country for my children's better future. I found it. I have a very good and supportive family. But also, I have a larger family in this community, and my family is everything for me. Then, I am a man of country and the Constitution. I'm a strict constitutionalist. I'm passionate about it. Why? Because it's the Constitution that protects the natural rights of each and every individual. It protects each and every individual from tyranny of another man. Because, remember, again, we are each one of them, us, are children of same God. So no man should have the right to rule us without our consent and without adherence to Constitution. So allegiance to the Constitution is extremely important to me. And this country is a shining place on the hill which attracts and is a beacon of light for the rest of the world. And I say this as not my country, as in a possessive tense, that I'm the owner of it, but I'm the beneficiary of it. And I see myself as a custodian of it, that leading light of the world, this miracle which happened during American Revolution, has to be nurtured, has to be maintained, and it's our duty to bring it to our future generation and to the darkest corners of the rest of the world.
Okay.
So that's about my faith system. But coming to the real world of day to day, I'm a man of healing. I'm a physician. And what I do is I diagnose the problems. And I believe in diagnosing them accurately and then treating them with the best possible treatment. And that's the attitude I want to bring to our social problems. What is ailing us, we need to diagnose them correctly and then treat them with the best possible treatment.
No matter what, if it's a, in this case, it would be a political problem. Diagnose it and come up with a solution.
Exactly. And I also, I'm an educator. I'm a voluntary professor at University of California, Davis, and I believe that whatever I have learned, I must teach those things to others around me. And for that, what I do is I take a problem, break it into simple parts, and then rebuild them into a solution. And that's the method I try to teach, and that's what I want to bring to the society and the politics. Now, one more thing I would add to this, which is the last but not the least, I'm a man of business. What I've done in this community, I have taken up on myself, along with my wife, to build the institutions which have helped the community's needs, but at the same time have created wealth. They have created jobs, growth opportunities, and wealth for everyone around us. Over the last 14 years, we employ more than 80, almost 100 people in different businesses, and we have invested in different businesses, and we have created wealth and opportunity for everyone. So I understand the challenges a business person can face in California, in our community, and the opportunities we have here to create more wealth for everyone. So I'm very familiar with the business side of that as a small businessman.
Well, you know, business people, when we constantly, as you know, California has a reputation. You know, it's the last, is the state that CEOs would be, it would be the last state that CEOs from across America, and they, you know, and they say, which is the state that you would least want to try to start up a business in? It's California. We have also, we've talked about it on the show, how many businesses leave California? How many people, of good people, of resources, leave California? It seems to be that this is totally ignored down in Sacramento and also by, you know, Governor Newsom.
That's why I'm running. That's what we're going to change with this. And we were going to start in our community right here. We're going to this, make this place a magnet for people to come here, do business here, grow their family here. And we are going to do that together. And that's what I'm starting now.
And your community is not just Redding.
Oh, not just Redding. It's the entire North State, Northern California. So all the way from Byreka to Grass Valley, Truckee, Susanville, Alturas, Quincy, Northern Auburn, Colfax, Fort Jones. All of these places are my community. And I am going to make this place a magnet for the businesses, for the education, for the families to come here and grow.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about that. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers is the place that if you're looking for some assistance during the holidays or any time, give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, a couple of days a week or 7 days a week. Sharon Clark is the one I would totally recommend to come help you in your home. She'll come over and do a complimentary in-home consultation. Find a plan that works for you. Yeah, it works for you, not for them, but works for you and how she can help you. Home Helpers, there's no place like home. Everywhere we'll be right back. Around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there.
Season's greetings. I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
The idea to stand and fight. I do believe there's a dream for everyone. This is our country.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, 8:34 in the morning here on the 17th of December. 39 degrees going up to 54 today. And if you're looking for that perfect gift for Christmas that will keep giving for year after year after year, think about Sleep Number. Holiday season is here. Quality sleep is essential for optimum health, performance, and, of course, sanity, which we, you know, it's in short supply around here sometimes, but it wouldn't be if we got more and more sleep. Well, Linda and I have broke that code about 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, when we got a Sleep Number bed. And right now, Sleep Number has got their Sleep Number 360 smart beds on sale, just on each side, so your Sleep Number setting is the one that you want, not the one somebody else wants. Yes, life is compromises, but not on the mattress that you sleep on. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is anywhere from 40 to 80. And she is, you know, every night she will change that around a little bit because she can. Sleep Number. Make spirits bright this holiday. And head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, where Sleep Number 360 smart beds are on sale from $999. Yep, from $999, you can get a Sleep Number bed. Target Shopping Center, next to the Vitamin Shop. I'm here with Dr. P.K. DeNuca, who is running for Assembly First District as an independent. We've talked about where he came from, some of his beliefs. Here's a question that came in is, are you going to quit your practice when you win?
Certainly not. I have spent 30 years being a doctor. I love what I do, and it's one of the most joyous and satisfying things I could do in my life when I have someone who is hurting or sick and they feel better. That's just so much satisfactory than anything
else.
That's
who you are.
That's what I am. And furthermore, Carl, I believe in being a citizen statesman. I believe that all of us should do it for a short time, part-time, and then come back to the civil life. And I cannot ever quit my practice. I have to continue practicing. I will continue doing that. I will, of course, need help. I will, of course, have my associates helping me in that. However, I will always continue practice.
You'll cut back because of just the duties down there.
There are things which I can avoid doing. Right now, I'm a chief of staff at Mercy Medical Center. I'm a medical director there. I have some administrative duties. Mm-hmm. I have been chief of staff at Shasta Regional Medical Center before, and also responsible for a lot of administration in my practices. So I'm going to cut back that part and give it to someone else to run when I just focus on treating my patients, but at the same time running for the campaign for now and later on improving what we need to do in our society. So I'm going to be a citizen statesman, citizen activist, not a full-time politician ever.
Okay. I think that was when we originally started this country. That was the idea.
That
we did not have professional politicians.
Exactly.
Platform.
So, call me Paul. Those of who know me in the church and my friends, they call me Paul. So you can call me Paul.
Oh, okay, Paul. All right.
And my platform, if I can divide that in two portions, because in the interest of time, I probably will need to talk more about my plan extensively later, but I do want to focus right now.
Yeah, just give us wave tops, because it's like every time, the first time people come in here, I want people to learn about who is running. You know, give us, you know, do the wave type
Wave Tops type of briefing, and then the next time you come in, as everybody does, then we're going to drill into that because I'm going to ask you how you're going to do these things.
Excellent.
So, but your first time here is you get kind of a free ride the first time you're
Thank
in
you.
Here. It's next time when
Tough questions.
Depending on what your platform is, I'm going to say, well, how are you going to do that?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, what is your platform?
So, I'm going to talk about my message for now and the method and my plan. Part of the platform later.
Okay.
So, first thing I want to emphasize I'm running for is we need to do more of uniting and less of infighting. A house divided cannot stand. You see the theatrics which are going on right now, which are tearing this country apart. Half of us are ready to fight with the other half, and it doesn't matter which half you take. Because we believe that other half is either naive or ignorant or unpatriotic. But the truth is, an eagle cannot fly with just one wing. We need both the wings to fly. And this country needs everyone to come together and unite. And what's happening right now, and this is what's something to be understood very clearly. And that's where I want your listeners to focus. Why are we so angry with each other? The reason we are angry with each other is because we have lost faith in the system. We have lost faith that someone is listening to us, someone cares for my opinion, someone cares for my problem, someone understands me. And whatever the result of any election is, in today's time, whichever party wins the House, presidency, or Senate, the other half is going to be extremely upset. We need to come together as a country. So we need to focus on uniting what unites us. What does unite us? Constitution. What unites us? Our bread and butter problem. How do we put food on the table? How do we educate our children? How do we stay healthy? How do we stay safe? That's what unites us. And these labels are dividing us. There are only two classes in this world. Ruling class, which are few, and the rest of us. Other than that, we are not divided people. So my first message is more uniting and less infighting. Then we can focus on our real problems, our real aspirations, rather than being distracted. Second, I want to have less legislation and regulations and more of representation. Right now, California is making almost 1,000 laws a year. You know what's happening? We're drowning in it. We can't understand those laws. Forget about understanding. We can't even read all of them. You'll spend a lifetime trying to understand and read them. How do we know which one are we breaking and which one we are not breaking even? And what is that doing? That's creating even 100 times more regulations. And what is that doing? That's stifling our innovation. That's stifling our freedom. So because of that, we cannot be creative. Why is that happening? Because we don't have adequate representation, especially in our North state. Now, just imagine this. We have, in California, 1 million people for one senator and 500,000 people for one assemblyman. You know what does that translate into, Carl? That translates into that an assemblyman can only spend 12 seconds per person if they try to talk with every person working full-time. Now, can you imagine 12 seconds per person is the maximum time they can spend in their assembly district. So they are very occupied with other things. They have given up on talking with the constituents. They have given up coming to us and sitting with us. What they do is they are busy building a relationship with special interests and lobbyists because that's how they can stay in the game. But they have given up on talking with the people. Now, imagine this. In New Hampshire, that ratio is 1 in 3,300. And they have 400 people. But you know what do they do? They sit with each other. They don't have the party lines. They don't have the lines that one person of one party will sit on one side, the other party will sit on the other side. They commingle. So we need more representation. That's the important thing. You know, 150 years ago or so, California had 80 assembly people and a population of 500,000. Now we are 40 million people, and we don't have the representation left. So we need to fix that somehow or other. The third thing I want to emphasize is what we need is less taxes and more of wealth creation. California has such a high rate of the taxes, and we have a surplus, but we haven't cut our taxes, and we keep on adding more and more and more to it. Where does the money go? How much money comes back to our North State? As I already said, our North State is especially at a disadvantage in representation. Our votes are diluted, and our interests are ignored by people in Sacramento and the rest of the California. So we need to fix that. But also, we need to reduce the legislations and regulations. What has happened right now is, let me give you an analogy here. So what's happened is we have become like a cat, which is stuck in a yarn, which has come undone, and we are just stuck in it right now. So we can't move. We can't build anything. We cannot create anything. We cannot run our businesses well enough. So what that has happened is it has reduced our creativity. Once you simplify that, you will have more creativity, more ingenuity, more imagination, and what that will do is that will create wealth. That's what made California great in the first place. That's what made this country great in the first place. So we need to bring that. Less legislation, less taxes, and more wealth creation. Then another thing I want to emphasize is that right now we have much more of remote control. Faraway places are controlling us rather than local control. We need less of remote control. We need more of local control.
You're talking about, I assume you're talking about things that, you know, the way that money is directed down here, but also education. A lot of decisions are taken out of the hands of the people here. It's being directed by the state.
Absolutely.
And that should come back to the local communities and the local government then.
Yes. There's an old saying, only the wearer knows where the shoe pinches. So people who are far away, they don't understand our challenges and our aspirations. So
most of them don't even understand that there is a North State. There's something beyond Sacramento.
They have never even visited us. Exactly. For them, Northern California ends in San Francisco and Sacramento. We are the true Northern California. Of course, we will have the local control within the bounds of our sacred constitution.
Sure.
Within the bounds of Bill of Rights for everyone with equal protection. But we must have the local control back away from the remote hands.
Okay. I'm here with Dr. P.K. Paul Danuka. And we're talking about his candidacy. This is something, and I've talked to, and I've known Dr. Danuka for a long time. Trusted my body and my wife's body and so many of our friends with him. But a person who does not have to run, his life is one as he's wished, but now he's giving back, and one of the ways of giving back is uniting our people and away from the bumper stickers that seem to be running our country, you know, and that Republicans and Democrats are just names. They're just names, but it identifies people, and immediately you start thinking of them in a certain way, where indeed most of us, and especially in the North State, independent thinkers that are able to move forward like this, but they have not been given that opportunity. So running as an independent gives the good doctor an opportunity to reach out to both sides and to get the best of both. Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. If you haven't been down to River Commons Senior Living and you're thinking about making a change in your life where you don't have to worry about food, you don't have to worry about the plumbing backing up because you put spaghetti into the garbage disposal and blocked up the pipes. Yes,
that's right.
We have found that out. And you're looking for a place that you can relax, use it as a home base, and then you can travel and enjoy life. Look at River Commons. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 and for a tour, a personalized tour today of River Commons. Have lunch, talk to the people there, and always remember that they are pet friendly. at River Commons Senior Living, right in the center of Reading. Worry less, smile more. Give them a call at 238-5981. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in our last segment on Tuesday, the 17th of December. 39 degrees, going up to 54 today. Cloudy today. It's going to start raining tomorrow for the next few days. So maybe you might get out today and do some shopping. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, where tonight there's going to be dueling rallies starting at 5:30, one at City Hall. Those are the pro-impeachment groups that's going to march across the Cypress Street Bridge. It starts at 5:30. And then the support Trump group that's going to be on Athens Avenue at the subway. And they, too, will probably march across either to City Hall or someplace. So we'll have your pro-Trump and your pro-impeachment groups marching tonight at 5:30. be interesting, I think. I'm sure it'll be peaceful and well-contained. We're here with Dr. P.K. Danuka, who is running for assembly as an independent. We have somebody on the line. Lori, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say, Dr. Danuka, your message is fantastic, and our community needs you. I'm wondering who or maybe what have been the biggest influences in your life.
Absolutely, the Jesus Christ. He's my guiding light. He's my inspiration. I'm inspired by him to walk in his footsteps. What Jefferson said was, Jesus' life gives us a subtle and moral sublime code which we can live by forever in any circumstances. Absolutely, that's my guiding light, my biggest influence. In political arena, my biggest influencer are three people: Washington, Lincoln, and Martin Luther King. Washington, because he gave this country a moral foundation by his personal conduct. Just imagine this. Washington established a principle that any president will only work for two terms and will go back to private life. And just imagine with me, for the next 150 years, not a single president tried to stay for a third term. Didn't even try it, even though there was no law against it. Until FDR did that, and we changed the Constitution to prevent that from happening. But that happened because of Washington's setting an example. George Washington set an example of a moral politics. So he's my biggest hero. Second one is Lincoln, who stood up in a divided time to protect the foundation of this country, principles of this country, and integrity of this country for everyone living in this country. Third one is Martin Luther King, who fought for the least amongst us. So these are my three biggest influencers.
You know, when you we've only got about 4 minutes left here. So the we talked about your platform and bringing people back together and all this, but what do you see as some of the main concerns for people up in Northern California that you want to work on?
Absolutely. And I'll talk more about it another day when we have more time. But
sure.
In the interest of time, the top on the mind of the people right now, I believe, is safety and security. And homelessness. And fires. And safe and reliable energy. Which, I can't believe this. We don't have a safe and reliable energy in America. That's why I came here for, right? To get a better life. And we don't have those power outages.
It is interesting how we just turn off the power the possible danger of something happening. Everything's based on something the large extra, you know, mega utilities do.
It's so disruptive. Or we will have fires. This is just incredibly, incredibly mind-numbing for me to see that happening. It's so painful. People who don't live here don't understand it. My family was evacuated during the fire for 1 week. I have 30 physicians, friends, who lost their home in fire. Of course, those are just a small, very, very minuscule number. I know people, so many people personally, who have lost their houses in campfire. They lost so many lives. And what do we get? We get people just state or mega utilities, like PG&E, just making us live miserably in these conditions. So that needs to be fixed. Then we have to work on the education, job creation, and wealth creation. So those are things which I would like to talk more about next time. But I do want to emphasize here that no system is perfect. Both the parties have served a purpose for us in this country. I'm not against them. Only thing is they have outlived their utility for us. One third of the people in our area are now independent, registered as independent. But a much more number are independent thinking. And the reason is these parties have gradually become the power structure. They have become big machine without the soul, which only work for the few party bosses, not for the grassroots. And of course, a lot of Democrats ask me to run as a Democrat. A lot of Republicans ask me to run as a Republican. And that would give me an instant built-in machine and support, but I would forego that because I would rather run as an independent, a party of one, so that I can be free of that prison and can bring the people together.
Well, nobody has done that that I can remember since I've been here. An independent, which I think that's going to appeal to a lot of people, but it's going to bring fear to others that you're running like that. That it's somebody that can't be, that the major PACs won't be able to get into.
I understand that, but I just want to say something. Let other people believe in something else. I put my faith in my people, my family, my country, my God, and I know that we will win because truth is on our side and we are on the side of good.
There you go, Dr. P.K. Danuka, running for First Assembly as an independent. Next time you come back on, I'm going to ask you how you're going to do these things.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hey, tomorrow, Sheriff's going to be on, and the rest of the week is going to be extremely busy here. Have a great day, everybody. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I'm going to stand my ground, and I won't back.